Hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are here with me today on the Erica Glessing Show, where we bring you 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next entrepreneur, he's just amazing. His name is Jared Kleinert. He's a TED and keynote speaker and award-winning author. He's been named the most connected millennial, and he's busily promoting his new book, and he stopped to say hello to you. So hi, Jared.
Hey, how are you? I got maybe like 7 minutes and 20 seconds left. I have a mental countdown timer. No, I'm just kidding. It's nice to be here.
How did you just start being a TED speaker at your age of, are you 21 still?
I'm 21. The thing with those is like, you never just start being a TED speaker or just start being a best-selling author in your case. You know, it's a lot of hard work that people don't see before it. And so I got my start at 15 is when I first became an entrepreneur. I made every business mistake you can think of with my first attempt at creating a business. The biggest mistake I made was poor mentor selection. And actually, the guy who was helping me at the time was a former white-collar convict.
Oh, good job, Jared.
Yeah. So I only found this out about 6 months into hanging out with this guy. But that left me at 16 with, you know, a negative business experience, a negative network. I went from having no network as a 15-year-old to negative network as a 16-year-old.
Nice.
But in the 5 years that have followed, I've picked up some, you know, high integrity, very well networked mentors. I've had business experience where I worked for two VC-backed startups in Silicon Valley. Ended up creating, you know, my own marketing and business development consulting firm with, you know, top clients ranging from New York Times bestselling authors to VC-backed startups in their own right. Had one book come out. So like, it takes a long time.
I have a question for you. What do you think it takes to actually like model someone, like to actually, like you're saying, have a mentor and act? Because a lot of people just don't like taking advice.
So I don't love taking advice myself either. I think the way to go about it is to figure out like what skills do you want that you don't yet have? What experiences do you want to learn from that you may not have experienced yourself? And then go very purposely find those mentors yourself, or just, you know, be open to having those mentors come into your life. And so that way you're not like taking advice. You're actually like looking for people that can give you the expert counsel that you're in need of. And so like when I was 16, coming off that negative mentor experience, you know, I wanted to meet someone who knew how to build a world-class network or had a world-class network, because I wanted to learn those people skills. And I wanted to start building a much more high integrity, positive, you know, community around myself as well. And so those are the skills I looked for. And I also wanted to look for someone who had built a successful business, because I wanted to build a successful business. And the person
everyone in limbo as far as who you chose, because your book is jumping up and down. As you know, books talk to me. And it's like, if you don't start talking about me, I'm going to die. So it's called 3 Billion Under 30. It would prefer we don't name the first book, which is fabulous. But I think that's really funny too. Why don't you tell us just a little tiny bit in a minute or two about 3 Billion Under 30, kind of the vision for the book, and then kind of what the journey of the book has done for you.
Yeah, you're good at this because it's 8 minutes. So I got to like keep my answers short. But pretty much the same way I found mentors when I was younger, you know, I was looking to connect top performing peers of mine. And so I went around identifying top performing people who are entrepreneurs, athletes, singers, actors, scientists, et cetera, that are, you know, running billion-dollar businesses, have media companies that influence hundreds of millions of people every month, have, you know, millions of social media followers in their own right, and collected their stories, ones that they had written by themselves, first person, into this collection. So you have 75 different stories in 3 Billion Under 30, ranging from people who have been victims of sexual assault and have then gone on to help other victims to, you know, improve their lives, or the two-time defending fittest woman in the world, or the founder of WordPress even, and major online marketers like Neil Patel. Like, all these people are ones that I've really wanted to learn from. And so I just asked them to collectively share their stories and speak to this broader audience so that we can all kind of pick at their tell-all stories and use their strategic advice to improve our own businesses or our own lives. It's been a really interesting journey.
I feel like for me, I feel so blessed because I got to see the galleys before they came out. So I felt really blessed on that. And I want to say that Jared really goes into, he lets these authors, they go into pretty much depth in a surprisingly short number of pages. I found the stories to be very compelling and very rich. You know, they're not little one-page bio stories. I actually like the format
that you use. You know, you make people talk about their most important notes in 8 minutes. And I gave the same constraint to all my book contributors. I'm like, hey, you got 3 to 5 pages. You know, give us your most formative life experience and give us, you know, the one or two messages you really want the rest of the world to take on. And so they responded in a big way, and it's just a really humbling read.
Well, it goes on sale. It's on sale now. Go get it. The link is here on the page for the podcast. And go follow Jared. Find him on Twitter. Find him on Facebook. He is only 21. What on earth is going to be created in his future? It's so bright. I'm going to go get some brand new shades. Tell us where people can find you and another book that inspired you.
Yeah, so you can find me at Jared, J-A-R-E-D, at 3billionunder30.com. That's my email. So if you found this conversation helpful and meaningful, let me know. Would love to hear your feedback. Another book that I found amazing was The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, which was actually the precursor to Think and Grow Rich. I just found The Law of Success. It's like a 1,200-page read. It's ridiculous, but I found it to be one that really shaped how I build relationships, how I build mastermind groups, businesses, all that sort of stuff. So awesome. That's a good read as well.
And go get the book, 3 Billion Under 30, and then find out more from Jared, find out more about his mentor. We couldn't answer all the questions. It was great having you here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.